This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Party continues right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and L. Willingham will get you up to 3:35. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will take over at that point. Game 3 of 4 between the Nats and Phillies. Should be a good crowd out there this afternoon. I'll say this to give us a little pause on the Terry McLaurin talk for a second. I mean, it has been tremendous vibes out around the Navy Yard area. Now that the Phillies are in town, all of you transplants here that are from the Philadelphia area coming out and being at the ballpark. Just listening to the game last night, it feels different when there's a lot of people in that venue, in that stadium. Expected to be that way over the next couple of days as the Nats and Phillies wrap up their series. Right now, I want to wrap up these calls at 1-800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin officially activated off of the physically unable to perform list. What does it mean? What does it mean? Does it mean that the two sides have made any progress towards a deal, or do you think this is just a part of the negotiations? And then I guess we'll open this up as well. What is your confidence level now that he's activated off of PUP? What is your confidence level that he'll be ready and available for the season opener against the New York Giants? 1-800-636-1067. So Coach Dan Quinn, give you read you the quote here. He said, the move is the next step in his progression and is unrelated to contract negotiations. It's definitely separate. And he said this is about his getting ready. So one thing you all know about Dan Quinn, very, very, you know, detail-oriented when it comes to this return-to-play process. I think the players appreciate it, and I think it's why we didn't see the injury bug really killed this team a season ago. But look, this is where I'm being honest with myself, right? I can't help but think about, well, what if Terry decides to not practice? What if Terry decides to slow play it through this ramp up period? Like, then what? What would their next move be? But I think as we're kind of finding out here in real time, the team has more moves that it can make than Terry does. And it's just the reality of the situation. But from a logistics standpoint, like, if you're Terry and your goal all along has been to play in week one, I think, like, this is, like, the very last moment in which you couldn't have been practicing and you couldn't have been getting ramped up. Because if next Saturday rolls around, and it'll be, what, August the 23rd at that point. If next Saturday rolls around and you still weren't off the PUP list and you still weren't, you know, diligently getting yourself ready to go for week one, there's a real ramp-up period that has to happen here. This isn't Dan Quinn talking out of his wazoo. This is why you see guys have these soft tissue injuries, right, when they participate in these extended holdouts. So I think it's a good thing either way, and I hope that he's diligent throughout the process, and I hope, you know, that he is able to, you know, be 100% healthy and ready to go if he is going to give it a go coming up here in week one. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to the JYD out in D.C. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, my man?
Good, how you doing?
The way I look at it is that nobody really knows what the real, what it is. We only can give our own personal opinion on it. Now, I look at it as though there will be no monies given out this year because it looks like why would Adam Peters give out a new contract now? Because we all mostly think that it's because his age plays a lot into this. So he's really now bought himself some time because he knows that Terry is going to play this year because of the contract thing, you know, even if he just plays nine games or whatever. So he looks at it and say, well, even if I get you for nine games, I still got you. The point is that I bought me some time into next season. I'm more likely will slap the franchise tag on you, and that'll carry you into about 31, almost 32 years old, and then we'll get rid of you because I really believe Adam Peters wants to put his own stamp on this team. He doesn't really want anybody that was bought in from the old regime
Look, we appreciate the call. I agree with most of what you were saying, JYD, but I can't get with the thought process that this is AP trying to put his stamp on the team. AP would be a damn fool if he was trying to part ways with good football players simply because they're from the other regime. That's just not realistic. But the bottom line is, though, in terms of this football team reaching their potential for 2025 and being able to maximize all of the talent on the offensive side, Terry's the glue. Terry's what makes it go. I know you all are going to say, no, Jaden is. The quarterback is. Yes, right? You're not wrong when you say that. But in terms of, you know, having a skill guy, on the perimeter that dictates coverage, that gets, you know, defensive coordinators to game plan and scheme things up, Terry's that guy. And if Terry is not on this roster in week one, if Terry is not ready and has to slow walk his way into the regular season, I think this offense is going to suffer. I do. They don't have anyone outside of McLaurin right now, in my opinion, that, one, draws that type of attention from opposing defenses, and then, two, the ability to consistently get vertical and stress defenses vertical so that you can have the space for a Zach Ertz to work over the middle, so you can have the space for a Deebo Samuel and Eckler, like Jalen Lane, to be able to work underneath. So, like, that's why I continue to say I'm really done having conversations about Terry McLaurin's value and how much money he should be paid. To me, it's always and should have always been about what he means to this team. Because you take him away from this thing, it's an entirely different outfit. Let's go to my man Jupe out in West Virginia. What's going on, Jupe? And nah, bro, I have not copped the Madden yet. I have not. It may be a weekend thing for me. Unless you can share it.
No problem. Hey, we can do that. Let me know when you're good.
I bet that.
But look, I apologize for my voice.
I'm about to say, what the hell you be yelling at? Hold on, Juke. now we're about to have story time with Juke. Because what you was barking about?
I wasn't barking about nothing. I'm getting over a cold.
I dig it.
That B-Miz had. I've been listening to him so long, he passed through me through that A-Rays. Hey, but look, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I mess with you because you like to state the hard questions / statements and talk about it. I'm looking at this from a couple of different ways.
Okay.
This could be AP pulling a chess move like, all right, you feel you that bad? Show me. It could be Terry McLaurin.
I like the way you put that.
All right. Yeah, like Terry McLaurin's like, all right, you going that way. Let me show you. Or it could be a mutual agreement of, hey, all right, we at the standpoint, we need you, you need us. Let's see what you can do. And I just find it hard because I like to compile data. I'd have never met Terry or AP, but I'm looking at both sides. I get it. And both sides, they show me, like, they mean well to the team.
Of course.
Terry is a very loyal person. He's going to do what he needs to do to take care of the team, so on and so forth. AP, so same thing. So I'm just looking at it as in it's a wait and see. And I feel like from Terry's standpoint, he's going to ball out. And from AP's standpoint, if Terry balls out, he's going to make it happen. Because Terry's looking at it like this. I haven't been injured since my rookie season, and I know what I can do. Yeah, I had Jaden Daniels last year, and I balled out a little bit more, but that's because I had trash QBs. Let me show you more. AP's like, all right, but give me that.
That's where it gets interesting, Jupe, and I appreciate you, brother, man. Like, that's where it gets interesting. I think Jupe kind of hit it on the head, too. Like, hey, show me. Show me. Because I still believe, like we've kind of been alluded to here, Terry's still disgruntled, I believe. It could be a mutual agreement. It could be a situation where AP's saying, hey, bro, you got to practice. Coaches are on my tail right now because you ain't on the practice field. They're worried about your availability for week one and how we're going to look from a continuity standpoint. So I get all of that, but I do wonder, like, you know, with the reporting right now, and this is from John Keim of ESPN, Dan Quinn even said as much at the podium. So I don't even know if it's reporting. I think it's just the fact of the situation. It is a separate thing from the contract negotiations. That's what we're being, you know, led to believe at this point, that it is a separate thing from the contract negotiations. But it's hard for me to separate it, if I'm being honest, because I go back to what McLaurin said at that Eastern's Automotive Group shoot. Is that, hey, look, you know, I'm not stepping onto the practice field until there is some clear progress made in these negotiations. And to this point, he hasn't stepped out onto the practice field. So Jupe was kind of hitting this on his way out. Like, I'm in wait and see mode still. Because how long does it take him to get ramped up? Is week one a reality here? I know that's their goal. Right? Their goal is to get him ready for week one. Is he actually going to be ready for week one? 1-800-636-1067. The other thing is this, too. Like, it was not that it was now or never, but I think if week one's going to be a reality, if he had any intentions on playing early on in the season, you do got to ramp up, because the one thing that I think we all agree would be the, and I'm not going to wood here with this one. You hear it. The one thing that would be the absolute worst case scenario.
That table ain't wood.
It's wood. The one thing that, you know, could have been or would have been the worst case scenario, you know, with this situation is if he suffers some sort of, you know, soft tissue injury, worst case scenario, major injury to start the season because he did not get the proper ramp up here. That's the lens that I'm looking at it through as well. 1-800-636-1067. Eric is in Silver Spring wanting to chime in. What's up, Eric?
Man, with Terry, I think this is the old regime, because the old regime would have paid him and probably overpaid him.
So,
but this is the new sheriff in town. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Real quick, Eric? Can I say something real quick, Eric? Because I'm going to let you continue, brother. Like, it ain't about. To me, like, it's frustrating from our lens to look at it through, like, what he's worth relative to the market. Like, the one thing that I've long felt, I'm not saying that AP should set some precedent and just overpay guys, but, like, damn, this is the time where you're supposed to overpay. You have a quarterback on a rookie deal. Terry is too much of a vital piece of this offense for you to, like, act as if you don't need him. And that's kind of how I felt about it. You know what I'm saying? And I understand he's under contract for one more year. And he's got to hold up his end of the bargain. But damn, it's called doing right by somebody. And to me, in this situation, them not being willing to meet his price is not doing right by him. Now, if the reports that he's asking for $35 million annually, if that's true, then okay, I understand it. But Joe Corey of CBSSports.com and Over the Cap, put out an article earlier this morning alluding to the fact that, you know, the Commanders have offered somewhere around $26 million annually. If you can't get to 30, if you offer a 26, I think you could offer 30 is how I'm looking at it. But go ahead, Eric.
But you also know this is a cutthroat business. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Every year they're looking for somebody to replace you. And one thing about this, like you said earlier, man, this administration, man, has more moves than X-Lax. So Terry can play if you want. Terry can play if you want, man. But
what's old saying? Like, hey, bleep around and find out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. Yeah, and hey, look, when you were saying there's been a heavy presence downtown around that Navy Yard. Yeah, the Alphabet Boys are down there too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man. Look, it was crazy. We actually, and I ain't even gonna say that on air, but yeah, it has been damn crazy. I've been trying to tell people, Eric, just stay vigilant. Oh, that's it.
Oh man,
just
what?
Stay vigilant,
I'm
man.
Looking a mile ahead. Okay.
For sure. I appreciate you, man.
I saw the Secret Service in Tacoma Park.
Well, if they're out Tacoma Park. Well, you know why they're out Tacoma Park.
But there we go. Yeah,
look,
no.
I appreciate your call as always. But look, I'm about to get me in trouble here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to continue to chew on this. Terry McLaurin activated off the physically unable to perform list earlier this morning. All the reports have said that, hey, this is not, relative to, or this does not have anything to do, with the contract negotiation. It's all a part of his return to play plan. Okay. They can say that, but do you believe it? 1-800-636-1067. Do you think Terry being activated off of PUP, do you think it signifies that the two sides have made any progress towards a deal? And then I think most importantly, this is the question we got to now start to ask. Now that he's been activated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Still riding with you as we take you up to 335, as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. You're tapped into the youngest in charge of L. Willingham right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We found out earlier this morning, Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin officially activated off of the physically unable to perform list. We've been dancing around this all show long. It's cut number 7. Chris, here is head coach Dan Quinn on whether or not Terry being taken off of the PUP has any impact on contract negotiations.
No, I would say, yeah, from the medical side, contract, like, definitely separate. This is about his getting ready to play, which is, you know, like, honestly awesome. And, you know, like, it's just cool, you know, to see him, you know, getting closer, because now you know, like, okay, steps are getting closer to return to being on the field. So he's worked hard, and just like the other guys have, they want to get back out there with the teammates and doing things. So I get that, but we just have a real process. We're not going to miss the steps and put them out there before guys are ready to do their thing in all the different locations. So that's where we're at.
Do you buy what the head coach of the Washington Commanders is saying? Do you think Terry being activated off of PUP is just a part of the return to play process, or could a couple of other things be at play here? Could it be a situation where the two sides have made a little bit of progress towards a deal and now Terry is comfortable ramping up for week number one? Or is it a situation where the two sides are continuing to stare each other down and this is Washington's way of saying, hey, man, you don't have to practice because you're on PUP, but now that you're off PUP, you have to practice. That's the question here that I'm wondering. And I know what people are going to say and what people are going to get frustrated with. It's like, why are you digging into this? It's a nothing burger. They're telling you exactly what it is. Coaches say a lot at the podium. Executives say a lot at the podium. I don't go off of what they say at the podium. I go based off of their actions. And from a health standpoint, let's be real here. I don't think anything has changed with Terry McLaurin's health between that Saturday that he came to the facility and then today. I just don't. So I think it's still a bunch of different ways that you can look at this. What I'm also curious about now, too, is, yeah, they're saying that he's ramping up to be available and ready to play in week one. Will he actually get suited up for week number one is a question we'll ask you as well here at 1-800-636-1067. This is cut number 9, Chris. This is Dan Quinn on, does Terry getting activated off of PUP, does it put him on path to play against New York in week one?
Yeah, there's markers to hit, but it gives you a runway to be able to do that. And if you can continue to hit, you know, the D cells, the different ones for him, and all of those guys are in the same boat right now. And there'll be more, you know, into Monday and Tuesday and then a few days after that. So you just kind of, if you can reach that one, then I go for the next one and I go for the next one. But if you don't go to this third one, if you ain't hit number 2 yet.
That's where I think there could potentially be some opportunities for things to get prickly still if things are still where they're at and these contract negotiations haven't progressed. Terry's got to hit these markers and be ready to go. The question is, will he? 1-800-636-1067. Do you think McLaurin being activated off of PUP is a sign of progress in terms of the contract talks? And then, how confident are you that he's going to play in the opener against the New York Giants? Curtis is in D.C. What's up, Curtis?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. I am getting sick and tired of everybody make Adam Peake like he's so God or something. Did he drag that dude Hampton? He cut him. He done brought this guy Grinshaw in, Lattimore, Tussle, and Deebo Sanders. All of them had red flags. He gave Deebo some money. He's out of shape. You never have to worry about Terry McLaurin coming to camp in shape. And so I don't believe another Adam Peake or Dan Quinn. They just feed us a lot of BS. And if this stuff goes sour, I'm holding Adam Peake responsible. Everybody keep calling in, talking about they shouldn't pay him this. Some of these people are calling in, they never wore a jock strap. So they're all helmets. So I'm sick and tired of them. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Curtis. Wow. That was short, sweet, to the point. No, Kurt Fields. That's Keith Field out in Clinton. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Linnell. He went hard.
I'm about to say, man. Good gracious. What's going on, though, Keith? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Good to hear your voice again. Listen, I feel like the Skins are saying I'm not for playing with them. I don't think it's progress. I think it's going to be, it's going to force something some way. But I think they're like, enough of this. Let's go ahead and they're going to make him move. Now, we shouldn't get mad at any of them. He shouldn't get mad at anybody on the Redskins. His agent is the problem, because I'm like this. You knew, if you were a good agent, you should have calculated Terry's age way back then when you did the first contract. To sit up there and say, okay, by the time he gets 28, just turning 28, I want to set you up to where we can negotiate another contract, not when you're 29.
Shouldn't have signed a three-year deal.
Shouldn't have done that. That's just my opinion. And then the other thing I got to tell you, this is going to close on this note. I ain't listening to you no more, man. Because remember, I was messing with you when you was with Chris.
You
and I said, dang, Linnell, you get home with your wife. You tell her, baby, get your head out your ass. And you fell out laughing, right? I tried that joint last night with my lady.
Oh, man.
Because she's talking about, Terry deserves 33 or 35. And I said, what's wrong with you? Get your head out your ass. Linnell, that joint got me put on the sofa, man, for the night, man.
I can hear your feet rubbing together now on the couch, Keith. Good gracious.
Bad thing about it, Linnell. Look, bad thing about it. We got a 5-bedroom house, and it's only just us. She wouldn't even let me sleep in the other bedrooms, bro.
Hey, man. Look, sometimes that's what you get. Look, don't try to blame me, Keith.
I'm blaming you. I'll talk to you later.
Up. Appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. For Mrs. Keith, who's trying to give Terry McLaurin $33 million annually, I got a collection pot. If y'all want to start, that's what we should do. If we really care about our man, we make a GoFundMe or something. I want the brother to get paid. I think we all want Terry McLaurin to get paid. The frustrating part about this conversation that I keep going back to, and I think it's unfair to Terry low-key, and I think it's unfair to the conversation, I don't think we as fans should be looking at it from the standpoint of, well, what is Terry worth relative to the market? I think what's more important is what he means to your organization, especially when you consider where you're at. This is a very delicate point in this rebuild. Because you knocked your first pick out of the park with Jaden Daniels, you've now expedited this process, but you still have to be tact, as I like to say. You still got to move smart and with some discernment. And I guess, you know, that is what Adam Peters and company are trying to do, not trying to break the bank for McLaurin here. And that's why they're not willing to reach his number. The other thing that I get frustrated with, too, is this. It's like, what do y'all expect from Buddy Baker? Where is all this dialogue coming from that Buddy Baker's an idiot and that Terry's getting bad advice? Like, that, this is what agents do. They fight for their guys to get the most money possible. You name me an agent that's not going to do and fight for his client the way that Buddy Baker's fighting for Terry. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Yeah, y'all act like Terry is just trusting Buddy Baker out of blind faith. No, this is his agent. This is a guy that he trusts with his career, with his business decisions, with his financials. So if you're going to call Buddy Baker stupid like some of you all are doing, you're essentially calling Terry stupid as well. Let's go to Larry in La Plata. I want to chime in. What's going on, Larry?
Linnell, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
In response to your two questions, will he be ready for week one? Absolutely. Okay. I mean, among the myriad reasons we love Terry is he's super intelligent. He knows how long he needs to get ready for the season.
For sure.
If you were to poll all of the veterans to a man, they would all say, I don't need almost 7.5 weeks to get ready for opening day. So I think this was preordained right. that he was going to come in on the day. Absolutely. All the veterans would say the same thing.
So here's what I would say, Larry. Here's what I would say real quick, Larry, and I'll let you continue. I don't know if it's about him physically being ready, because I think we know he's a top 1% of the world athlete, doesn't miss game, doesn't get hurt. I think the bigger picture thing and what Cliff Kingsbury alluded to yesterday when he spoke to the media, it's about the timing of this offense, right, and wanting to – be able to expound upon what you did last year and build off of those concepts that you put in last year. And then, as I continue to say, they can't find out the best version of Deebo Samuel, the best version of Jalen Lane, the best version of Ekeler Ertz if they don't have McLaurin. So I do think time was definitely a factor in this one as well.
Yeah, but I don't think they're worried about the coordination and communication between McLaurin and Jaden. And the other point I want to hit on here, what Dan Quinn said today was a soundbite provided personally by Adam Peters and his staff.
What was that?
It was 100% provided. You know, that was press guidance that he was provided with today. I see it as a positive concession on behalf of Terry and his agents saying, okay, yeah, we will come in.
But here's now the thing, the move, Larry. This is where I got to correct you, Larry, and I appreciate the call. I don't think Terry being taken off of PUP is a concession. I feel like they've got the leverage in terms of that. Like he can't pretend to not pass the physical. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I think like that's where the PUP thing has always been tricky to me, Larry. And I appreciate the call. That's why I know I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now. During the regular season, if he was to start off on a regular season PUP list, it's sort of like a way for him to, you know, not miss out, or excuse me, the way for him to miss game time free of consequence. I look at it as them taking him off the PUP list. Like, that is, I feel like, maybe I'm wrong on this, I feel like that's like a them move. That's them. I feel like that's them saying, okay, like, come on now, time is up, right? We've given you this amount of time to where we're going to leave you on the PUP list and allow you, you know, to negotiate and not practice, but still negotiate in good faith. I don't know how much of good faith these negotiations have been going, but I don't know, man. I don't know. And it's my job to look at it from both sides. And I'm going to ask the difficult questions, and I'm going to say the things that, you know, I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, I guess. I continue to wonder with this situation, like, is the ball now in Terry's court? What I mean by that, like, does Terry have to blink now at this point? Or can he slow walk his way through the ramp up period and not be available for week number one with a quote unquote injury, right? Because as I continue to say, Micah Parsons has a back injury in Dallas. He is not on the physically unable to perform list. And if that situation is not resolved by the regular season opener, Micah can miss the game and get his game check, but miss with a back injury. Could Terry McLaurin have that same leverage, have that same opportunity? Let's go to Daryl out in Woodbridge. What's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Not too bad. Like, to me, them taking him off the PUP seems like they're trying to force his hand. But the one thing that I think is, like, absolutely absurd is you hear so many people saying that Terry he needs to take this money, he should accept this. Adam Peters hasn't built up enough goodwill for me to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to just take him at, like, he's a, like the previous caller said, he's a god. No, this is the same person that drafted Luke McCaffrey, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, well, he hasn't shown anything. He's the same person that drafted Ben Sinnott. Like, everybody at any job, you have, you're valuable. Like, you're not perfect at everything. So maybe Adam Peters is just overlooking, like, oh, yeah, well, Terry got these numbers because of Jaden. But it's like, at some point, every quarterback, I don't care who you are, even if you're the greatest quarterback of all time, you still need weapons.
Point blank, brother. I agree. You totally need weapons. So here's the thing that I would say to AP's defense, and I took a lot of heat yesterday for labeling Luke McCaffrey as a bust, but to this point, that's what he is in my view. I think when we talk about Adam Peters and the job he's done, we got to remember it's more to the general managing job than just evaluating talent via the draft. I think when you look at the way he has overhauled this roster, bringing in culture cornerstones like Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, like, I think that deserves a ton of credit as well. But the reality is, though, it's a two-sided coin, Daryl. I'm always looking at it from both ways.
Dan
Quinn is just as responsible for those guys being here as AP, though, as well. So I hear what you're saying.
But if you go back to 2 years ago when they drafted Jaden, you had receivers out there when you were like, no, we're not going to – if you knew that you weren't going to sign Terry, this is either the worst poorly planned idea of all time or because it's like you haven't done anything to backfill him.
Yeah,
because Debo Samuel isn't the answer. Like, bro, I see him at Rose Bowl all the time.
And look, here's the – hey, just because he at Rose Bowl, I don't mean he ain't getting it in. Shawty's had a hell of a camp is what I would say, Daryl. But here's what I'll say real quick. The situation I always compare this one to directly, and ironically enough, Terry's searching for this type of money. Look at what Seattle did. Seattle knew, like, okay, DK Metcalf's coming to the negotiating table. He's trying to get top of the market money. We drafted Jaxon Smith-Njigba with a first-round pick, so that's already some security. Then they went out and drafted Torrey Horton, who's going to be a big part of this offense, out of Colorado State as well. So that's what you call providing yourself with that added layer of security. Luke McCaffrey's not that, taking a project with a top 100 pick.
And Jaxon Smith is going into his third year. Right now, like, outside of Debo, like, let's be honest, Noah Brown can't get on the field.
Yeah.
Whatever the guy who was dropping passes left to right on Friday night, bro, are. Like, we, if you don't have Terry, it's all I'll say is, I don't care how good of a team you are. If you go back and look at Philadelphia, who ended up winning the Super Bowl, go back and watch them play Tampa last year when they had Devontae Smith and AJ Brown out.
Yep. Looks like a totally different outfit.
If people don't have to respect your passing game, good luck. I don't care who your quarterback is.
And that's
is.
The big point that I keep hitting on. It's not really about what Terry is worth relative to the market. It's what he's worth to you. 1-800-636-1067. I see a bunch of your calls here. We'll get to them next. Plus, we'll begin to take a look at the second preseason game for the Washington Commanders. Dan Quinn announced the bevy of guys that are going to be on the shelf Monday night. We'll chew on that next as well as the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in charge at O. Willingham. I'll take you up to 335 as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. As we begin to ease our way into the 2 o'clock hour, we'll transition from the Terry McLaurin conversation and we'll begin to discuss a couple of different things. One, I think it's starting to become an appropriate time to give a little interim report card for Commanders General Manager Adam Peters, as you know, a lot of conversation that I've had here over the past couple of days have been, you know, directly involved and related to Adam Peters in terms of decision making, so on and so forth. So we'll do that as we roll into the 2 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll begin to take a look at the second preseason game for the Commanders. Head coach Dan Quinn announced this morning a bevy of different guys not going to be available for that second preseason game on Monday night, including a couple of key offensive linemen. So we'll discuss who should go and who shouldn't coming up here as well. Right now, though, we'll run through the rest of these calls as we wrap up the conversation on Terry McLaurin. He was activated off the physically unable to perform list this morning. What does it mean to you? 1-800-636-1067. Is it a situation where you think these talks are progressing, or do you just think this is a move that Adam Peters and company are making to see how Terry responds next year? 1-800-636-1067. We're also asking this. Dan Quinn has, you know, continued to, you know, reiterate that, hey, like, there's a return to play process here. Do you think Terry McLaurin ultimately is on the field in week one for Washington? Richard is in Springfield. Wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? With regard to your immediate question, I unfortunately think the team's playing hardball, and I am afraid they might be setting them up for fines. You know, get on the field. If you don't practice, if you don't play, guess what? I hope that's not the case. And, you know, Adam Peters is a top-notch NFL executive. He knows a gazillion things more than I ever would. But overall, what I'm thinking are three critical points that need to be addressed here, and it's chiming in with what you said and a lot of other people said, and that is, what is it going to cost to replace him? Are you getting a second-tier guy who's not of the caliber of Terry, or are you going to try to get, you know, one of the elite guys? The elite guys are going to cost you 35. The second-tier guys are going to cost you 26. The salary cap keep going up. That's not Terry's fault. That's just the NFL making money. So you're going to have to pay him eventually if you're going to pay him what the market says. And then what happens to the team in terms of chemistry if you replace him? You know, the time for transition to get somebody in who knows the system, the chemistry between Jaden Daniels, between him and the other receivers, that's going to be really impactful if they bring a second person in. And then the part that gets me more than that is that long term, you know, we're trying to get seasoned pros to, you know, supplement or improve the youngsters that come in. So a balance of pros and youngsters. And those guys are coming in, you know, yeah, they want a ring, but they want to get paid. And what is it saying to our veterans and to the veterans around the league who want to come to the commander and say, a la Jeremy Chin, yeah, you can have a stellar season, but we're not going to pay you because, you know, we got to meet these hard cap deadlines, and that's business. But you're going to have a bigger impact. So my big concern is, if we do not pay Terry and pay him, like you said, cross that $30 million threshold, if you don't pay him, the impact on the team is going to be really significant.
It's a good point that you make, Richard. I appreciate you as always, man. That is the other thing that I do wonder about. You know, when you think about the Commanders and their contract situation moving forward, you know, Frankie Louvu, Laremy Tunsil, Dorrance Armstrong, some of these guys are going to be up and be into the final year of their deal coming up after this season. And you wonder, you know, will Washington move the same way with those guys? I think the one thing that's got to be, you know, said when it comes to that, because I know that's been a conversation we've had prior, is, well, you don't want to set a bad precedent for not taking care of your guys. One thing about these contract negotiations in the NFL, and I think in the real world as well, depending on what type of job you got, all these negotiations are a case-by-case scenario, 100%. Now, I still believe this. If Terry was 28 years old or 29 years old, or 28 really, because he still is technically 29. If Terry was 28, man, I don't even think this would be a thing. I think it would probably be more of a moot point. But as we know, this Washington Commanders organization, super heavy into the analytics, and they've got numbers that say, hey, paying a 30-year-old wide receiver that type of money, it's just not responsible. And there's a part of me that I have a, you know, tremendous amount of respect for, you know, Washington for sticking to their guns. Also got a tremendous amount of respect for Terry McLaurin for fighting for what he's worth, man. I hate the way that we've tried to look at this. We don't got to bash Adam Peters. We don't got to bash Terry McLaurin in this situation. But I think we got to understand that it's just business. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Toothpick out in Texas. What's going on, Toothpick?
Hey, what's good, Mel? Look, man, I tried to tweet at you, Big Mel underscore BT, blah, blah, blah. I tried it, man. I tried to tweet at you. But, Mel, give me a little runway here. Give me a little runway right now, right? Let me talk to my union brothers and sisters real quick. The NFL, you know, they do have a union, right? And they stick together and they do their thing. And they always yelling, Terry's under contract, Terry's under contract. True, but my man is underpaid, and the way that he's valued here is different, okay? So by them taking him off the PUP list and putting him here, they're saying, well, Terry has no more chips to play. Well, he does have one more chip to play because he's valued here this kind of way. And the way that he's valued here is this. If he sits out of game one, yes, he's going to incur a fine. But where will he make that up? If they lose game one and then they go on one heck of a run and make it to the playoffs, them checks double. And they wind up in the Super Bowl. That's an if. I understand that. But they can make that up. In the Super Bowl, he has made his money back. So he can still miss game one. If they lose that, he will show that team how valuable I am. Because then your number two, which is Deebo Samuels, who is a gadget wide receiver. You can't count on Noah Brown. Christian McCaffrey has not shown himself yet. And everything after that falls off. Yes, he has some. You have some veterans there. Gallup may be coming on, and your other veterans may be coming on, but you don't know what you're going to get from those guys. But you know what you have in me. Chris Jones did this. It's a different position, but he did it with Kansas City. He missed game one. Kansas City said, you know what? We need you because we have no pass rush without you. Terry has one more chip to play. He sits out of game one. He takes that fine. But ultimately, this team is playoff bound with Terry. But without Terry, they're not playoff bound. And he could show that game one of the season.
It's a good point, Pink. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. More of your calls next as we ease our way into the 2 o'clock hour. Wrap up the conversation on Terry McLaurin. Plus, begin to take a look ahead at the second preseason game for the Washington Commanders. Dan Quinn with a bevy of guys that are not going to dress. We'll tell you who those cats are. Plus, we'll take a look at just how much Jaden Daniels in the first team offense should play coming up Monday night. Coming up Monday night as well. That is next on The Fan. Coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, we'll take a look ahead at the Commanders' second preseason game set for Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. Starters expected to play, but there'll be a handful of guys that do not play. We'll get you that list. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll also begin to revisit a conversation that we had yesterday, 4-7, right here on the Team 980. It was about Luke McCaffrey and whether or not it was premature to label him as a bust. That was the question that I asked out to you all. Obviously, I understand that, yes, after one full season and three-fourths of a training camp, is it premature? Yes, but what has he been to this point? A bust. I know it's become a combustible conversation on social media. You can get at me there at NELL_BTP. Right now, though, wrapping up the conversation on our guy Terry McLaurin. Let's go out to Dre and Bowie. What's going on, Dre? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, champ?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Trying to make sense of all of this. I'm torn. I told y'all, man. I really wear this on my sleeve. This impacts my day-to-day emotions.
It ain't that. Hopefully I can make some sense out of it. He signed a deal under one regime, right? Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen. Now he's with a new regime. It's very unique, but, you know, they do business differently. And I don't think in my heart of hearts he's a $30 million receiver.
Can I ask you a question, Dre? Why is he not a $30 million receiver?
Well, I don't know. I think too much credit has been given to, like, his quality of quarterbacks that he's had.
So you're saying, like, it's an excuse, basically, is what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm just not saying that. The whole contested catches thing, I think that's a little overblown, too, because he really doesn't get separated.
I'm not laughing with you. I promise I'm not laughing with you. So that, okay, to me, and I'll pull these numbers up and I'll read them to you here. You can say that about the catch is not in the red zone. You can't create separation in the red zone. It's very hard to do. It's a condensed space. Terry McLaurin's 9 touchdowns on contested catches last year were the most by a wide receiver in a season over the last 6 years. So, okay, like, that's a direct tell of, like, that's him being able to box out, use his body, and come down with the football no matter what. And I think that's the area, that and them not being able to stretch teams vertically, that's the area they're going to miss him the most. I just don't know. We do this thing as fans.
Who's throwing them the ball, though? Who's throwing them the ball?
Jaden Daniels throwing them the ball. Are you trying to say that it's the throws? Well, I'll tell you what. The receivers in camp, brother. I've been out at camp damn near every day. Jaden Daniels is the same guy throwing these other dudes the football in the red zone as well, and it consistently hits the turf because the ability to make contested catches is a skill. I don't know why we have, like, that's how divisive we've gotten as a fan base, that we're taking one of his top traits and saying, you know what, it actually doesn't mean that much because blase, blah, because of X, because of Y. Like, we can't have our cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I still don't think – I think he's around 28. I like him at 28. He does do a lot of –
It's the difference between $2 million, though. So, like, I get what you're saying.
I mean, he's a body catcher, no?
It's crazy. I had the conversation with the fellas. I appreciate the call as always, man. I had a conversation with the Trapper Dive fellas about whether or not Terry McLaurin was a body catcher or not. I know it's something that definitely is a hot-button conversation. We'll wrap up the Terry McLaurin conversation with this. CJ is in D.C. What's up, CJ?
What's up, Leo?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Hey, just real quick, man. I mean, this topic is like the gift that just never don't stop giving. You know, my deal to it is that, I mean, it's a lot of variables to the situation. I just think at this point that the team has kind of pushed Terry to where, you know, you got to make a decision as far as what you're going to do. You know what I mean? Are you going to take it? You going to play it out? Or what you going to do? You know, I don't really think he has too many more cards to play.
Yeah.
Like I said before, you know, and the previous caller kind of hit on it, this regime doesn't owe him anything. You know what I mean? Like, in this league, you get paid for, you know, the what's ahead of you. You know what I mean? It's just like life. You got more days ahead of you, I mean, behind you, than you got ahead of you. So they're trying to strike right now. So to say that I owe you for being a good soldier and going forward when you're going to be 33, approaching maybe 34 when it's over, come on, man, that's a bit much. I think he has to be more realistic and come in where, you know, where they can settle in and, you know, go from there. Because I just think these folks, I mean, they do business like an organization is supposed to do business. They're not bad mouthing them. They're not doing the Dallas thing. They're doing business. They're negotiating. And negotiations, sometimes they're hard. You know, when they get hard, I mean, you got to pick a side. And right now, it's either he chooses to take it or he chooses to leave it.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just black and white. As that is, CJ. I appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will take a look ahead at Monday night, the second preseason game for the Washington Commanders. Dan Quinn announced a laundry list of guys that will not be available for the second preseason game. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.